What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. And it's Wednesday, which means our dear friend, Donnie Meacham, joins us. Donnie, you're giggling.
Hello. I'm giggling because it's Wednesday. You know, I love Wednesdays. But also, it is the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes.
And I am thankful every year since I've met you, Rob. You are wonderful. I'm thankful for the naughties.
I am, darling. I am. What can I say? Yes. I'm absolute turkey of a gift. Yes, that's what I have. You're that delicious cranberry sauce.
Ocean spray in a can.
What are you doing for the holiday? Are you meeting friends? Or are you meeting a guy that you've met on a website? Or what's your plans?
You know, I'm going to do both. I'm going to meet up with some friends during the day and a guy from a website in the
evening.
There
you go. I dare say. Actually, gobble, but okay. We'll wait till next week for a nice show. Okay, moving along. That's terrible. We're in a terrible, terrible, naughty mood today. What time is it?
I have a story to tell you real quick. 2 seconds. You'll love this because it's about you. so you'll love it. So I had a housewarming party the other day at my new apartment. Ooh. So on my fridge, remember when I was in New York City, me, you, Delana took that fabulous photo together?
That's right. I looked marvelous. I didn't know you two were in it.
So I printed it out and it's on my fridge. Just so you guys know. And my friends walked, everybody, who's that fabulous fella? I said, that's Rob Shute.
Hey, well, I'm a little disappointed they had to ask who I was. That's a bit disappointing. But I'm glad that they saw me on your fridge. And now they know. Hopefully they're listening to the show. Hello.
And I gave everyone a copy of your book on the way.
Oh, tell them to go to Amazon. No free ones. I think it's $18 now. It's in the bargain basement bin. Get it cheap. I know. It'll probably go back up in January, though, because people buy self-help books in January. So buy it now. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Prince Harry is thanking Elton John for being a friend to his mum, Princess Diana. Oh, it's so sweet, isn't it? So Harry and Meghan recorded a special video to appear before Elton's final performance in the USA. So Elton finish this amazing career of his at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. And before the show went live, there was a video on the screens and it was the Duke and the Duchess. And they said, "Hi, Elton. Just wanted to say congratulations, entertaining everybody for so many decades." And then they went on to say, "Thank you so much for being the amazing friend that you were to my mom. And thank you for being a friend to us. Thank you for being a friend to our kids. And thank you for entertaining people around the world." Isn't this sweet? You know, sometimes Meghan and Harry, they get a bad rap. But I think doing things like this, and they looked so normal in this video. They looked like it could be you and me, Donny, with better clothes and better teeth. But they did look sort of like us on a filtered app. And I thought it was lovely. And you do sometimes forget, I do, that Elton John and Princess Diana were really good friends. They met up. They met up in the 80s, 1981, when they were there both at a birthday party for Prince Andrew, the disgraced brother. I know, imagine that. When he turned 21, he had a birthday party. Diana was there. Elton John was there. Lots of other celebrities. And these two just hit it off. And he remained really, really close to Diana. Beautiful. Just a really lovely moment. What do you think?
Well, a few of my friends were actually at the show, yeah, and they did mention how fabulous it was. And I hate to rain on your parade, but it's sprinkling now. So I'm going to say, do you think Elton reached out to them, or do you think somebody by the name of Meghan Markle?
It's a complicated question, because if Meghan and Harry reached out to Elton's team, they'd be like, that's a bit presumptuous before he comes out and sings a song to play a video of you two. So I think this is what I think happened. David Elton's husband is very, very close with Meghan. In fact, they were going to do an animated TV show together. He's a producer. She has her own production company. So I think it probably came through the husband. And I don't know if anybody reached out. I think they were probably sitting around one night enjoying a California glass of wine. And they said this would be an idea. But it turned out just beautiful. Elton performed at their wedding. So they are close. He did perform at their wedding in the UK. And he's since hosted the couple in the south of France the following year when they wanted to get away from all the press after their wedding. That was a tough year, that year after the wedding. So before they moved into Tyler Perry's house. Isn't that wild? Can you imagine just moving into Tyler Perry's?
So before so random.
They moved into Tyler Perry's house, who they didn't really know that well, they went to Elton John's house in the south of France. Oh, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? To just couch hop of all these celebrities. I'd never buy a home. I'd spend a week here, a week with Cher, a week with Elton. I don't know if I'd spend a week with Madonna, because I bet she can be a bit difficult. But I think this just sounds lovely. The video's adorable. It's up on naughtygossip.com, but we want to know what you have to say about all this, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Harry and Meghan thanked Elton John for being a friend to his mum. M-U-M. I love that. In Britain, we called mum, not mom. Mumma, Princess Diana. Bit of a naughty question. Do you think Elton is Team Harry or Team William?
Ooh. So cheeky, Rob.
It's a cheeky. It's a cheeky question today. Can you be neutral? Maybe we should add a third option to the poll. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. I plan to do a show tomorrow on Thanksgiving. I don't know if Mark Lupo will be around, but it only takes 20 minutes, Donnie. There's so much celebrity gossip, and I do thoroughly enjoy doing it. So I'll get up an hour early before all the festivities begin and bang out a quick show tomorrow. So if you want some celebrity gossip tomorrow, or just a friend to hang out with for half an hour or so, I will be around. Hey, what are you working on, love?
Oh, the Chrisleys are going to jail. Reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, they received sentences for their convictions on charges of bank fraud and tax evasion. Todd actually got more time in prison. He got 12 years plus 16.
That's not a minute. That's a
lot of prison.
That's a lot of prison.
and 16 months probation.
That
as
you
Julie
can do
got,
easy. That part's fine. The 12 Oof. Years. Ooh.
Julie got 7.
Ooh, that, I mean, 7's a lot, but it ain't 12. I mean, 12.
And no, as well as 16 months of probation. Mm. And it was actually just recently reported that their show, Chrissy Knows Best, was canceled. Oh. Which makes sense,
obviously. Well,
yeah,
obviously. They're going to be in prison. how are they going to do that?
Unless you film a reality, like, that's a locked up abroad or whatever those shows they have.
In jail, but I don't think they can get the Bravo cameras in. Is it Bravo? I think Z. They can't get USA. The E cameras in, yeah.
That's wild. I mean, this is actually crazy, because if you've ever watched the show, these people live this fabulously rich,
it was almost too good to believe. When that happens, you know something's up. It's interesting because they've been convicted of inflating their net worth to secure $30 million in fraudulent loans. So what they've been doing here, and there's somebody else who has been accused of doing this at the moment, is inflating the value of your property to get loans and then decreasing the value of your property when it comes to tax purposes. And so there is another very high profile case. We're not going to say his name because we don't do politics on this show, but it's a very similar case. That is a long time in jails. The Chrisleys denied doing anything wrong, and they actually blamed it on their employees. So they said it was their accountants that defrauded the government and they knew nothing about it. Obviously, a jury doesn't agree with that at all. It was a weird show, wasn't it? There was something off about this couple. There was rumours about his sexuality. But in fact, what the real drama was, is they were frauds. They were bringing in money, getting loans, not paying it back. $30 million. That's a lot of money to steal. Didn't Teresa? Teresa went to jail from the Jersey Housewives. They're related shows because Bravo and E are all part of the same network. This is what's complicated, isn't it, about these reality stars? And I know it's a generalization, but I will make it. Often people that make fabulous reality TV are shady, shady people. Donnie, we've met a lot of reality stars. Something's always just a little bit off. Remember our friend Elisa, who was the producer? And we were talking to Elisa, we had drinks with her, and she produces all these reality shows. And I asked her, like, are you friends with any of these people on your shows? And she said, no, because the people she likes would never get cast on a reality show. The people that get cast, they have to be tricky. Oh, it's a generalization, Donnie, but I've seen a lot of reality stars. We've met them. They're all a little dodgy.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like, I remember specifically us talking to her, and she's like, you two are fabulous, yes, funny, yes, wonderful people. She was like, but you're not going to get up there and lie.
Yes,
she
said, we'd never be reality stars. We wanted to be rich and famous. We're having drinks with her. I think we only really wanted to do it while we were drinking, Donnie, but we had visions of turning ourselves into Kim, and you'd be Chloe. Naturally, I'm the Kim. And so we were pitching ourselves, and she was like, you're too nice. I know. It sounds like we're patting ourselves on the back here. We were devastated about it, Donnie. Remember at drinks, we were so drunk. Yeah. I thought we were going to take over the world of TV. And she said, no, everybody that makes it really makes it in reality TV. Ugh, it's a little bit shady. Oh, moving along, Trevor Noah has announced and talked about why he's departing the show. And he said one of his wishes is that somebody had told him what a grind it would be. So he doesn't want to come across as being ungrateful. Let's be clear about that. And he said he's really, really happy that people seem to be sad that he's leaving, because the alternative is good riddance. He's gone. And so he wants to leave the party before it all comes to an end. And he talked to about why he didn't tell anybody, not the showrunner, not the head writer, not the network, not even his agents. And he said, had he told somebody, it would have leaked. Somebody would have told somebody else, would have told somebody else. And he didn't want that to happen. He wanted it to come from him. So he announced it by surprise at a taping of the show. The show's not live. So it was taped. Then afterwards, they all gathered and they were really sad, but also tears of joy. And he said, which I thought was so interesting, he's from South Africa, and he said he's found in America that often people don't want to change. And he said, I think to end something is actually really healthy, and end it when you're in a good place. I want to leave before I'm burnt out, because there's such a grind to doing the same thing, whether it's a glamorous TV show or working in a shop. There's a grind to it. And he's lucky enough that he can have other options, do other things. So I like this, and I think that's a really healthy message. Sometimes, actually most times, it's better to leave before you're pushed out.
Oh, 100%. Like, people think, like, me and you, we do a daily show. You do a daily show, this show. Yes. I do my daily show. And it's fun, and it's glamorous, and it can be fabulous, but it is work.
It's work.
It is a daily grind, because there's stuff that goes into this. We have to prepare.
We have to prepare.
Not a script, but an outline.
No, you have to prepare. It's more work than it looks, and the better you are at this, and we're pretty good, the better you are at making it look like it's no work whatsoever. The best hosts on TV, the Kelly and the Ryans, make it just look like they are having a marvelous time, and they might be, but there is work that goes into it. We've been behind the scenes for long enough to see that. So Trevor Noah, best of luck. I've met him several times. Oh, he's so cute.
Darn,
he's so cute. There's dimples and, ooh, hello, hello, hello. Okay, what's going on with Kendall Jenner?
Well, Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker, actually, Jenner did something quietly. They just broke up. Nobody knew. And it turned out it happened last month.
A month ago.
Yeah. And I guess it's pretty amicable. They both have incredible busy schedules right now with their careers, and they've decided to make that a priority, a source told People magazine. Because let's not forget, she is a Jenner, and he does play for the Phoenix Suns.
Busy.
So he is constantly traveling, and he's at the height of his career. But yeah, they said they still have a lot of love and respect for each other, and they wish only the best. I love this. When you end it nice like this, it leaves the door open for, who knows, next year things might settle down for them and they might get back together.
What I find so fascinating about this is it just goes to show you, if celebrities want to be quiet, if they want to do something without the whole world knowing, there is a way, even if you are a Kardashian, a Jenner. We talk about this a lot on our show. Jennifer Aniston is one of the most famous people in the world, but she does not have press when she doesn't want it. She goes to restaurants, she goes to the movies, she goes out with friends, and we don't find out about it because she goes to local places where there are not paparazzis, reporters. I think Kendall has really given us an insight here into how to be a member of maybe arguably the most famous family, maybe after the royals, in the whole world, and still choose to have a different approach to fame and celebrity. Kardashians, Jenners, if you were one, Donnie, would you be one that was always in the papers? Yes. Or would you be a Kendall?
No, surprisingly, it's like I can be a little flashy at times, like a peacock.
A peacock.
But at the end of the day, I like my privacy on my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the hard part, too. It's like, I'm not going to open up about my personal life. And if you're in the press, they're going
to
find out.
Want to find out about your personal life? You go to the grinder. I'll say no more. Always tutting here. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. If you're wondering why we're giggling today, moments before the show started, I had no voice. I could barely speak, Donnie. Well, I've pulled it together, and I'm happy to, and I don't want any of you to feel guilty. No, don't feel. I feel just fine, but I did lose my voice a little bit today. Oh, please. I felt like the Little Mermaid. I had my legs, but no voice. Oh, I'd rather my voice than my legs. I'd just get a wheelchair, like Bette Midler. Remember when she was always on stage as a mermaid in a wheelchair? I want my voice. I like to talk. Hey, let's get to the polls.
How about that poll?
So yesterday we talked about the palace, Buckingham Palace. Should I have to say that? When I say the palace, do you know what I mean?
yeah, I'm not Taj Mahal.
Yeah, it's not like, the Taj Mahal.
In Vegas, the palace.
It's not the palace. No, exactly. It's Buckingham Palace. So Buckingham Palace is refusing to give details out anymore on Kate Middleton's wardrobe, what she's wearing, due to optics. There's too many people focusing on just her clothes, and the clothes are really expensive and people are suffering, so they don't want to give out how much it actually costs to look that fabulous. Are they right or are they wrong? Let's have a look. Oh, wow, this is lovely. 70% said they're right. It's a very sensitive thing to do when gas prices, petrol they call it in Britain, prices are so high. The last thing people want to know is she's wearing a $3,000-$4,000 coat. I agree with the majority. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page Naughty Yossib, and be sure to check back tomorrow because we are working tomorrow. Shall I say that one more time? Like I want a cake or a reward or something. We check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
The nicest of the day is Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm. And she is once again trolling Martha Stewart.
Makes me laugh.
In a Goop gift clip.
Goop
gift clip. Say that three times fast. Goop gift clip. That's kind of hard. After picking out gifts for celeb pals such as her ex Brad Pitt and Drew Barrymore.
Excuse me.
You know, just casual.
Just casual.
Gwyneth Paltrow hopped in a vintage Mercedes-Benz, also very casual, in the video, which she receives a call on her cell, and she says, Gwyneth, Martha Stewart is on the line, a male voice announces. Paltrow stares into the camera and responds, guys, I gotta take this, as the same voice on the line responds, it sounds urgent. Paltrow puts on some red lipstick, speeds off, and the promo
ends. Very bizarre. The whole thing is so bizarre. They've had beef in the past. Remember when Martha said that she should shut up and just be a movie star and stop doing all this goopy trying to be her? Yay. So I do like that they have a sense of humor about that. I'm actually told now, after all these years, they've come to a lovely understanding and they really do respect each other. So this is funny, delicious, our nicest of the day. And now our naughty day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Yay. Julia Fox, that's the lady that dated Kanye West, is now saying that she only dated him to get him off Kim Kardashian's back. So now she wants us to think that she's a hero, that she did this to help Kim. Girl.
Reframe this message.
Girl. Took one for the team. Helping Kim. Oh, I'm going to say no more. Our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. I love this quote. It's from Dr. Seuss, who said the following. Be who you are and say how you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. That's lovely, isn't it? They don't mind. People that matter don't mind. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. You grinning. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.